everybody. My name is Pete Berg, and this is the Painted Black Podcast. And joining me this week, my co-host, Brian Katz.
Back again.
Co-host, Lou Figueroa.
Howdy.
And joining us once again after a long absence, His Grace.
Pope Kenny.
Pope Ken.
Ahoy, ahoy.
That's very holy of you.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy. Peace be with you, eh? All right.
Hey, thanks for having me back, fellas.
Anytime.
Obviously, this long hiatus, so I was doing popely things.
Popely?
That's what I said.
What do your responsibilities entail?
Beating rape charges? Like,
I wake up, I have about 3 hard-boiled eggs, fucking drink some coffee, bless some babies, kiss some mothers, all kinds of sick shit.
Was that in order of importance there?
Well, yeah.
Hey, you can't beat a good breakfast, all right?
I mean, it's a passport for the day.
Yeah, you got to start it up. You got to start it up right, Lou. I'm going to be blessing a lot of babies.
Excellent.
Yeah,
you don't want to be stinking of whiskey when you do it.
You need that protein.
We should apologize too for the late episode last week, but we got shit going on.
We were so bummed by World War Z.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's an awful film.
Well, we've seen that spoiler this week too. All
right. Yeah, we're going to do that this week. But other than that. How was everyone's week?
Can't complain, man. Saw a shitty movie, had a party. It was good times.
Party was fun.
It was fun.
Had a big blowout here outside the studio.
Multiple kegs, ice luge, man. All I know is that I think I developed diabetes from fucking EJ's punch and that ice luge, man.
I was more worried about developing herpes from fucking
EJ's
ice
luge. It's a very filthy thing when you really think about it. It's like, yo, put your mouth on this slab of ice that everyone's slobbing over. Yeah,
the perfect strangers are gumming on and shit.
I, like, came in, assessed the party, because it was raging when I walked in, and I assessed the party, and I was like, I'm not putting my mouth anywhere near that, bro.
Bro, you have the mustache, too. You soak up the fucking luge.
All the juices of the luge. I think I did one shot off that thing, and I was like, that's enough for me.
If you got it early on, it's fine.
I don't know. I think it was, I got it when I was drunk enough to attempt it.
I was the dude that every time I walked by, everyone was like, yo, come do a shot. I was like, all right.
Should have laid your dick on it, peed on it, and been like, party over, bitches, get out of my house.
That would just be peeing on my own dick. Piss up the trail and come right back down.
If you got
like
it.
A hot, icy, cold.
You got to position yourself at the top.
If you got no power.
If you got no power, what
the
do you mean?
The stream doesn't have any strength.
We get fucking like 4-foot slab of ice. You gonna blow it out of the eye, like.
I could outpiss anyone. I know that. I'd piss right up that thing.
No way, man.
It'd be a reverse.
Ken's talking about his strong pee game again.
Yeah,
like to go a single day without hearing you talk about that.
Sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I got a long piss.
It's a powerful stream.
It is.
You got the weakest dick I've ever heard of.
But you've heard of it.
Legendary weakness.
He's got
you
there.
Heard of my dick. Same cannot be said of yours, my friend.
Was this like some Troy shit where you will not remember my dick or something like that? Like,
I don't know. Why are you going to... Don't compare my dick to bad movies.
That's a good movie.
Bad movie.
You two got to stop looking deep into each other's eyes and talk about your dicks.
Why? I'm perfectly...
It's a little looking, weird.
I'm perfectly fine with talking about my dick.
I know. I've heard about the
looking
scream.
Looking into anybody's eyes.
All right.
I'm the Pope.
Let's get into this, all right?
This dick's holy.
How many times have unfortunate children heard that one?
All right.
That was wrong.
I forgive you.
All right. Thank you. I'm absolved.
Yeah, I said that.
Nice. All right, let's do a little news. All right, big news story everyone heard about this week. That made me sad was, of course, James Gandolfini passing away at a young age.
Don't get sick overseas, everybody.
No, but what I have here is a list of what he ate moments before he died. And I thought you guys would appreciate this.
I bet you I could guess.
Let's hear it.
Oh.
Steak, lobster, lasagna.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Damn.
A lot of drinks.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Chubby guys know how to party, bro.
Let's go through it. Ready?
Yeah.
Here's what he ordered the night he died. 4 shots of rum.
Nice.
2 pina coladas, 2 beers, 2 orders of king prawns slathered in a mayonnaise chili sauce, and a heaping portion of foie gras.
That sounds very
alone?
Decadent. I hope so. I need 8 drinks
Hold
and
on.
Whatever this decadent shit
the
is.
The waitress walks up. He looks at her dead in the eyes. He's like, I need to start this up with 4 shots of rum. Right off the bat. Follow it up with 2 beers, 2 pina coladas, and don't fuck around with me.
What they don't tell you is he was there for 15 minutes.
It was a to-go, man. It was a to-go order.
He just stopped in real quick before his meal.
That was his appetizer?
The meal wasn't for him. He was bringing that back to his wife.
I mean, yeah, he went out with partying, man. That's good, good I guess.
No, it's sad news, but my heart would stop if I did all that in a short amount of time. Slathered in mayonnaise sauce.
That sounded very decadent, man. That was like mayonnaise sauce.
That sounds like something you would get gout from.
Mayonnaise chili sauce?
Mayonnaise chili sauce, man, is very, very rich, I got to say. He was in Rome. I thought that Rome doesn't, or Italy, I should say, I thought that they don't serve decadent shit like that. I thought that was very plain food.
Apparently, wherever he was eating,
yeah,
was a pretty good restaurant.
Sure, if you got money, you get as much decadence as you want.
Keeping portion of foie gras. That's not
what
even,
is foie gras?
It's goose liver.
Goose liver?
Yeah,
super rich.
Yes,
you
super
definitely
rich.
Get gout from that.
They force feed these geese like all sorts of horrible shit, and then make
like
a
Cadbury cream eggs,
kind
and
of
like
a pate out of the liver.
It's supposedly
I've never
delicious.
Had it. I would love to try it. Actually,
I don't like liver.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I love liver.
I never had it, but it's like some of those, like something that like I think I wouldn't like.
If you don't like organ meats, then don't even bother.
Like a hot dog?
That's not an organ meat. Well, it contains traces of organ meat, probably.
The most decadent shit I ever had was a fucking chicken filet with Captain Crunches on them.
With Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch chicken.
It's ghetto decadent.
No, they have it at that German restaurant.
Yeah, the Black Forest Brewery. Yeah.
I was there on Friday,
Captain
actually.
Crunch chicken. It's delicious.
Do they have it? Was it breaded with the Captain Crunch?
Yeah, it's breaded with Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch could be my favorite cereal from back in the day.
If you put some hot, like, spicy sauce on that, you would have the best chicken.
Oh, it's good.
To be honest with you, I think Captain Crunch could be the only cereal you could put hot sauce on.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, too.
CT Crunch?
Oh, you could rock some hot sauce on CT Crunch.
That's the new rule. Has to be referred to as CT Crunch from now on.
CT Crunch, man. That is definitely how you refer to that.
Thanks to This Is The Ed. That has to be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, rest in peace, James, man. Like, I did enjoy him. I thought he was funny.
I know. Who wasn't bummed by this story?
Sopranos.
He hasn't done much lately, but still he left behind this legacy.
What made it?
We all enjoyed it.
What made it
you
really
don't like
sad?
To see good people die.
No, never. What made it really sad was I had just watched The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, which is the Steve Carell, Jim Carrey movie.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's
how
amazing.
Was it?
It's terrible. And right. It was like his last movie, I think. Because he's in it, and they wasted him, and it's terrible.
Awful.
I was like, this is not a good send-off. So instead I watched a couple Sopranos season one episodes.
They'll throw, I'm sure he'll show up a couple, like, you know, in waves the next, like, year or two, where, like, he'll be
like Tupac?
No, Tupac's still showing up and shit. I'm talking like literally, like they'll bring out like 2, 3, 4 movies that he was involved with that they're not gonna come out of.
Yeah. I heard they were doing Juice 2 starring Tupac, like summer of 2015.
Yeah, summer spoilers next season.
Yeah, they replaced James Belushi, but they still got Tupac in it. You stink, James.
My favorite Jim Belushi joke ever is, "Who died and made you famous?"
Oh yeah.
Yo, poor Jim Belushi too. Like, his brother was just so great, and you can't stick him in a movie and expect him to be fucking John Belushi.
Did you know that he's going on tour with the Blues Brothers? So it's him and the guy who apparently ate Dan Aykroyd are now going to be
fat,
the Blues Brothers.
Fat Aykroyd?
Fat Aykroyd?
Fat Aykroyd?
They're going to be doing the Blues Brothers thing. Imagine Fat Aykroyd doing the fucking Blues Brothers dance that he did. That's a lot of
sweating profusely.
That's a lot of motion. For a man who already looks like a waterbed.
If you're far up, like you're just like, why is this shit so blurry?
Is that got pixelated?
I can't see anything. It looks like there's a heavy wind.
You get seasick watching that.
Fat droid's getting blown away over it.
I still love Dan Aykroyd.
Me too.
He really let himself go with something awful.
They definitely need to, like, they can't do another Ghostbusters movie to me because all those guys are way too fat.
Oh yeah, even Harold Ramis, the smart guy,
Egon
is a fucking mess.
He's huge.
They would have to change the uniform up. It'd have to be like sweatpants.
It would have
t-shirt.
To be shot in fucking funhouse mirror vision, or something.
Slim screen,
right?
Like what? Slim screen.
Or they could do a cartoon.
Just digitize the old faces and the
that's
old
what
footage.
They should do.
That's what the video
the cartoon.
Game is. That's what the video game was.
Just make it a cartoon. They could be skinny again.
Do like Conan does it. Just replace the mouth on the old picture.
It's like a still screen with the mouth is moving.
I would totally watch that.
That would be really funny.
To be fair to all of them, I bet Ernie Hudson still looks all right.
Because he's black man. Don't they crack. Got good genes, man. Yeah.
Black don't crack.
But he probably also wasn't fucking speed-eating fucking cheeseburgers. Like
They don't have...
Don't even doubt he's going to die at 52 or something.
I was
going like
to say,
that, bro.
They look good,
yeah,
but they croak early.
He's going to...
Right?
He still eats like
all
shit.
The aging goes on inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Hudson, have you ever heard of sickle cell anemia?
He's like, nah, pass me another 2-liter Dr. Pepper, bitch. My mouth is dry.
I got a 6-pack for the 50-year lifespan.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our next news story. Get off of people dying, the sadness that is any future Ghostbusters movies. But Lou sent me this story, and it made me think of Brian immediately, because I can't help but... I feel bad. News girl Jillian is not here today.
Yeah, she's...
And she sent me most of this stuff, and I feel like we need a female perspective for some of this, because I know how the tide's going to go on this. All right, Kickstarter.
Stupid bitch.
We all love Kickstarter.
Love right. it.
But they now have to change their guidelines after a... propose a book called Above the Game, A Guide to Getting Awesome with Women. Received $16,000 in donations, despite basically being a rape handbook.
Like, he told you how to rape people?
It's pretty bad.
Isn't rape kind of self-explanatory?
A bitch says no, you say yes.
Well, the book was...
Chapter one.
The book was written by a guy on Reddit named Ken Holinsky, a.k.a. his screen name, Tofu Tofu. And offers tips for seducing women that include shoving women hard.
How hard?
Very hard. It's basically a seduction guide that just consists of raping women.
Like, yeah. You're treating women like dirt does work a lot. I gotta say, it does.
Have you ever tried, quote, cavemanning?
Hitting a bitch over the head and grabbing her by her hair?
Almost. Here's a quote from the book. Ready?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I did this yesterday in a dance club. I reopened a girl by walking up, grabbing her, cavemanning her against the wall, and kissing her. Then I cast her aside and get a drink. The entire time she's like, OMG, who is this guy? I come back to her with my drink. Come on, let's go. I walk her to the corner, escalate Kino, I don't know what that is, small talk a bit, fast forward, and guess who's getting a BJ in the dark corner of the club? This guy.
Yo.
She probably thought she was getting raped.
Yo,
I'll do whatever you say. Don't hurt me.
Yo, I read a book about the dude that wrote it was a writer for Rolling Stone, and he like wrote an article about the online dating shit, and then all of us not online dating like fucking it was an online community of like pickup artists. So he like got involved with that. He ended up like moving to Los Angeles with this fucking dude Mystery, and they were, they were teaching classes to like nerdy dudes. To
it was
like,
a TV show, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like this guy wrote the book like years before.
Oh,
TV
this is
show.
The pickup artist guy.
Yeah,
the guy in the stupid hats.
That's Mystery, but the guy that wrote it was a Rolling Stone. I forget his real name. He called himself Styles in the book, but he was like a Rolling Stone writer.
Really?
And yeah, he wrote this whole book. It's fucking absolutely fascinating that, like, I don't know. They're living this, like, crazy life, man.
My my own personal hero, Patrice O'Neill, I used to hear him on Opie Anthony a lot, and he used to tell stories. Like, when he died, they always tell, like you know, Norton and Opie Anthony and everybody, everyone else was, like, telling all these stories about how Patrice would, like, talk down to, like, the hottest bitch in the club, right, and point out all her flaws and stuff, and then go home with her. And it had nothing to do with him being Patrice O'Neill. It was just him that
well,
he was.
Considering that he was probably one of the most intelligent dudes I've ever heard of, he probably had a little bit more of a method just going like, "You're fat."
No. Obviously, there was a good give and take with it, but like
he was
knocked
making
a bitch
her laugh
down.
With it though.
Yeah, he would say like, you know, you're hot, but you're not a 10. You're more of an 8. Like, you know, like he would you know, work it like that a lot. It does work, man. Like if you.
But this guy. Wrote
this guy's saying grab bitches by the hair, like
basically
knock him over the head, drag him to the men's room, have your way.
Yeah,
you just got laid, buddy.
I don't know. He's taking it too far with the rape.
Yeah, that's too physical. Like I don't condone just going into a club and grabbing women.
How about
like,
talking
aggressively.
How about talking to a girl? Take her out to dinner, bud.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we start with that? Take
that
her out for a drink.
I'd rather shove a bitch. Like I'm not taking her to dinner, but.
Well,
right.
Kickstarter's hands are bound now because the guy already achieved his goal and got his money. They have no grounds for returning the money. He's going to have to write this fucking book now. But they did change their policies to anything that they call, quote, where is it? Oh, a handbook for becoming a rapist. That's their words. Mm. They're not going to allow it to happen.
All right. Yeah. But he never said, like, yo, get yourself some rope.
Like, well, I just read the one quote.
Scout out a good area.
Right,
just read the one quote. The roofie chapter is number 3. Didn't get there yet.
Get out of here.
Of course I'm lying, but,
all right.
But I wouldn't still be surprised with this.
I mean, yeah, one of the quotes was, force yourself on her and then bring her outside.
Roofies are 2 for you, 1 for me combination.
40% of the drinks here are roofies. I'm a numbers guy.
I like to roofie myself sometimes, bro. Like,
like fucking Job.
Some forget-me-nots.
Forget-me-nots.
Forget-me-nots, whatever it is. Yeah.
You end up in a roofie circle. And
yeah, well, yeah. Yo, you pop a couple roofies, fucking have yourself a drink. You wake up on fucking couch somewhere, like, randomly 18 hours later. Feels great.
All right, so what's
feels
the next
great.
What's the next story?
All right, we're going to do a little stupid people, and I got some options here for you guys.
All right. Well. Stupid people.
All right, these were provided to me by Lou, by Jillian, and by myself. So we got a bunch. So I'm going to read off some titles. You tell me which ones grab you. Man arrested for throwing a spear at a car.
Of was course he black? That grabs me.
Nope. Play the racism thing. One show.
This racism is killing me.
One show, that's all I ask. But that's something horrible.
What do you think I was going to say when you said some guy threw a spear?
Where'd he get a spear?
The jungle. I don't know.
All right, next.
Animal bones and a fucking stick.
We got mother disguises herself as daughter to take exam in her place. We got a rubber alien hoax.
It's like, I'm sorry, lady, you're 40.
Rubber alien hoax, she's 53. Rubber alien hoax gets Chinese man Mr. Lee arrested. Mr. Lee. That's all they give us. Woman dressed as vagina saves man dressed as penis from attacker.
Definitely.
Poke in the whiskers.
That one is definitely a top one.
All right.
Top-notch story.
All right. As usual, we're just going to do them all. All right. Man throwing spear at car. Now, this is kind of a visual thing. I want everybody in front of a
what
computer.
What was his race?
White guy. Jeffrey Jones, 56 years old.
Jeffrey Jones sounds black, bro.
Oh, I'll bring up his mugshot for you.
Oh, the guy looks... I've seen the mugshot. He looks beat.
There you go, Ken. Take a look at this guy.
Oh, he's a white guy.
He's super white. And all right, he looks like if Charles Manson had a baby with Santa Claus.
He's hillbilly white.
I don't know what that means.
That means he's not white, really.
What would you call that, then?
Like, he didn't go to high school.
So he's not white? He's clearly white.
He looks like fucking Charles Manson.
He's grizzly?
He's very grizzly.
He's windblown.
He's got no
teeth. Windblown. He's aired out.
he's a hill person, bro.
So, this guy was just standing on a corner outside of Auburn and Annandale in Sacramento, California at 7:38 p.m. when he abruptly just threw a spear at a car. And the spear lodged itself in the front fender.
That's awesome.
He's been described by bystanders as Cro-Magnon.
Thick jaw, like...
Now, if you're near a computer right now, I want you to Google this. You have to see the mugshot. This mugshot's amazing. He's, can't even describe him. Yeah, he just looks like a caveman with missing teeth and partially Charles Manson-ish.
Yeah, also, it looks like he's getting a blowjob.
It definitely was.
In the picture, yeah.
Cops would touch him. Just, really.
This guy loves taffy.
He's got too much of a beard to enjoy taffy.
He's got no teeth.
That's the flavor saver.
Now, no word on where the fuck he got a spear. So that's my big question. Where do you get a spear nowadays?
Was it like one of those things in like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels where this bum was just hanging out in a corner and then just people walking by him all day and all of a sudden he stood up and was like, ah! And threw a spear at a car.
That's how this story makes it sound.
Yeah. Watch, you got to pat bums down.
You might have fucking spears and javelins.
California should enact a strict bum patting down rule. Does anybody see a bum, pat him down, make sure he's got no weapons.
He probably had all his belongings on the end of the spear in a fucking bandana.
He had a spear bindle, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, he could see where this is going. Fucking bums in fucking elementary schools with morning stars. Like, the future's rough, bro. We gotta stop this. We gotta curb this now.
Get this guy into the fucking Olympics.
You can't, look, that'd be the last job I'd ever sign up for, is patting down bums. Like, couldn't pay me enough money. If I was a cop, I'd be like, I quit.
No.
I'm not patting down bums.
A lot of rubber gloves involved.
Lou, did they make meth smoke in an Olympic game?
The javelin toss, the
Breaking
man.
Bad Olympics.
Yo, I give this guy props for making it stick, for sticking the landing. For,
I don't think I can stick a fucking spear in a fender.
I can hardly stick a fucking dart. This guy.
How many countless hours did he spend smoking meth in a fucking junkyard, throwing that spear at fucking cars?
We're going to have to do a little more research, find out how far he was from the car.
Distance is important.
I want to say that he popped out in front of the car and blasted it. And said some gibberish like, "You go up, ah!"
I'm hoping that he's secretly some sort of time traveler that we don't know about. Like Encino Man.
Runs out, vote for McCain! Pow!
McCain's a big spear supporter.
If that's no. It's just like he's way back in the day. He's just lost. I don't
lost
know.
The mud.
Oh, God. Brian's scenario is straight up, he went Tasmania on the car.
Yo, if he's a time traveler, he lost, bro.
No, he thought it was a mastodon.
Our car beat his spear.
Yeah. My scenario is he went hunting like a fucking Indian and just went hunting for car. Big metal turkey.
Big metal turkey.
Was it a scavenger hunt?
He sit there with his knife and started peeling off the bumper. It was like,
you want a leg?
He promptly made a fire afterwards.
Yes. Tried to fry the muffler up.
So, I mean, California went crazy this week.
California is always fun. Let's take another leap. Let's go to Paris. Mother disguises herself as daughter to take exam in her place. This is a perfect example of... I guess what they call helicopter parents, where they...
What the fuck's a helicopter?
They're so desperate for their kids to be good at shit and be smart that they hover. They just hover around them all the time and basically do very unreasonable shit.
So she walked in there
this
looking like...
This is a 52-year-old Parisian woman.
She looked like Luke Perry in 90210, basically.
She has a 19-year-old daughter, and I can't pronounce the name of the exam. It's called the baccalaureate exam. It's French. So it's probably pronounced way more fancy.
It's a surrender exam.
It's the baccalaureat.
Yeah, it's probably to, you know, spice up some fucking wine or something.
You
like
raise
that.
The white flag.
It's how to throw down your arms.
So this woman, she walked into the exam hall wearing Converse sneakers, low-rise jeans, and a significant amount of makeup, popped down her daughter's ID, and tried to take this test. Within moments, the proctor was like, "You're obviously not 19.
You're 50-something.
A short look at the ID proved, of course, that this was, of course, not the same girl, and they had to call the cops.
You're a hard 50-something.
Could you imagine having the cops called on you because you're trying to fucking pass off as a 19-year-old girl at 52?
She's trying to cheat. That's exactly what she's doing. What? She's still breaking the law.
Her daughter must have been fucking haggard. Haggard. To be like, all right, yeah, you can pass off.
I'm not going to pass judgment on the daughter, having not seen her, but I will say this was definitely a gross miscalculation of what they could get away with.
I'm going to give credit to the daughter for being like, take my fucking test for me, and getting away with it.
I don't want to take the baccalaureat.
Getting results.
I think that was Tony Soprano's brother-in-law.
Bobby Baccalaureat.
That fucking test sounds delicious.
It's a good Italian dish, the baccalaureat.
Well, she's not really in any danger of prosecution, I think. But the daughter is going to be banned from taking the test for 5 years now.
Oh, shit.
What's he get for cheating?
Can't take tests, huh?
What is the test like for, exactly?
It's a matriculation exam for French high school students.
She's 19.
Yeah, I guess they go to school later. I know they take naps all the time.
They take...
No, that's Spain.
Were they Mexican?
That's Spain. They do the long lunch break with
what
the
is Mexican?
Siesta.
Mexican high school has a huge nap break.
Where they just fucking give out ponchos and sit in the shade and shit.
It's months long. Okay.
So Brian's up to, let's see, you got the blacks.
Yeah.
You got the French.
Uh-huh.
You got the Mexicans.
This racism is killing me in St.
And wait till we get to the next story, because that one takes place in China.
Wait a minute. It's not racist to say that Mexicans are lazy. They are.
Well, he said they basically have like a fucking designated nap time.
So sleepy.
Lazy Mexicans.
So many taquitos.
They really get a bad rap because they are the hardest working people I've ever
seen.
They
really are.
Not. It's just because all the other races look like them. Like, you're looking at El Salvadorian guys, you're like, oh man, those Mexicans are really working hard.
None of them are Mexican.
But really, it's El Salvadorian.
You said the Mexican guys, the guy who's sleeping in the bed of the pickup truck?
Yeah,
he's a dude with the poncho and the sombrero on. It's
completely drunk. He speaks a little bit of English, so he gets to drive the truck.
So sleepy.
Lou, you're Puerto Rican. Do you think you're more industrious than the Mexicans?
This guy's part of our beautiful country, bro. He's
industrious?
I'm saying.
Well, I think Puerto Rico is famous for making rum, so yeah, totally.
Okay. See how good he speaks the language?
Plus, we're part of the U.S., so you got to be proud of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Technically.
Yeah.
You're not a state.
We're a territory.
That's even better than a state.
But to be a sphere of influence? Or
How much taxes do they pay?
I don't think that much. I mean, it's all the perks without.
So how good are they?
Without having to be involved in U.S. government bullshit.
That's right.
Puerto Rico sounds pretty awesome, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you still get to vote and shit too.
Bro, I mean,
I don't know. Hopefully, somebody corrects this.
They get to vote. That's got to stop. I'm just saying.
And cross off the Puerto Ricans.
Do 2,000 Puerto Rican votes?
No,
really count?
I don't think they even give a shit because Obama's doing his own thing. Like. They pretty much do their own local government bullshit.
But we don't need like 200,000 votes for Senator Hernandez out of Oakland.
But maybe they do like one of those. Their votes count like a third of an American.
No,
vote.
They don't get the.
That's
vote
racist,
on
Pete.
They
realistically,
no, that's
they don't
historical.
Get the vote on fucking like state to state.
They're not getting a vote on California.
Like, we get to vote on every state, actually, son.
Like. L.A. wants to legalize weed. We better get the Puerto Ricans in on this.
Yeah.
We should.
Let's get out there and get the Puerto Rican vote.
Have them all come in, vote, go back home.
It's the perfect climate for it.
And the Puerto Ricans are on board.
Right.
Legalizing weed in Los Angeles.
All you really got to do is just smoke in your backyard. I'm sure some seeds will fall.
It's fertile land.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm Cuban. We blend. We blend in with the
You are things. Caucasian.
I'm of Cuban blood. I'm just whiter than any of you. Maybe not Ken. No, Ken's got a good red hue going
on. I'm pasty.
On
right
now. You two are ghastly. It looks like your upper torsos got haunted.
You're the reddest man I've ever seen.
How am I red? You told me I'm not Indian. Let's go.
You got the Indians. Zan, we just look pale compared to you because you're like... You like a nice sunburnt tomato.
The word you're looking for is greasy.
Greasy. Crazy greasy.
I'm Mediterranean.
Yeah, like I said, you're greasy.
You're a Jew pretending to be an Italian.
Don't you know Katz is a very popular Italian last name?
We just call him the pizza bagel.
I'm Brian Katz.
It's me, I'm Brian.
I think I'm seeing apparitions fly out of you guys.
This room's now haunted. All right, let's go to China now. Rubber alien hoax.
All right.
This one...
Rubber alien hoax?
Hoax.
A hoax. Oh, shit. All
right, so get ready with your Chinese comments, Brian. Mm-hmm. All right, so this guy, identified only as Mr. Li, has
could be listening to this in widescreen.
What?
I think that was racist.
No, let that sit for a minute. Can anybody decipher that one? Without his assistant?
I assume it's the wide eye.
Something about that.
Yeah.
All right. We're not even making sense anymore.
All right, let's go.
We're apparently just punchy with this stuff now.
Hey, not every joke is gold, all right?
It'd be nice if maybe 25% were.
I mean, that's a good percentage for you, I guess. But, I mean, for me, I have a high standard. But anyway, let's go.
All right. So this guy, identified only as Mr. Li, has been arrested for, quote, fabrications, disturbing the public order. And this is in the Shandong province of China.
The Hangdong province?
Shandong. It's the opposite.
It hangs very, very high.
That's where I'm from, the old Hangdong province.
This guy claimed that he ran into five...
He claimed? You're racist.
What?
He didn't say cream.
No. He claimed.
Claimed? Open your ears.
A rope priest.
The more you try to accuse racism on everyone else, the more racist you just sound, because you're just projecting. All right, so this guy claimed he saw 5 aliens on the banks of the Yellow River 3 months ago. You want to make a comment about Yellow River?
I want to make a comment about opening his eyes up.
Because I saw you just like perk up when I said that.
No, I'm good.
Okay. He claimed that there were five of them 3 months ago, and one of them was killed on a high-voltage electric fence that he had. Basically, he made this thing out of rubber, chicken wire, and glue. And again,
sounds high voltage.
I gotta show you the pictures of this one. Can you? I just want to see for a second if you thought that this thing.
Why'd he do it?
He was just trying to get some attention.
Right, the guys.
I mean, when there's like 1.5 billion people who look just like you, you gotta try to stand out as much as you can.
Now I want to show that picture. First of all, this alien has a vagina.
Sexy body.
That's the biggest thing that caught my eye.
For this some thing, reason, you'll notice a very pronounced vagina on this alien.
I would procreate with that.
Makes me wonder, was this thing also a fuck doll he was using?
Yes. Was it sideways?
Oh, he banged it.
That thing has a giant pussy.
Now, here's the most impressive picture. Ready? That's what he claimed it was. 5 aliens and a UFO.
It looks
like 5 blow-up dolls sitting around a spotlight.
You give it too much credit. That looked like fucking 5 action figures he got for the 25-cent machines.
Yeah, it was cool.
Just
homies
happened to glow in the dark.
Dude, both you guys are wrong. You remember that fucking paint application back in like Windows 98?
Yeah, right.
That guy was rock. Fucking took a picture, brought it up in paint as the background, and painted those fucking neon aliens in there.
So this is not. You could go to Huffington Post for this story, and you should look at these pictures. Also, I want to point out that's a nice phone from 1995.
Oh, it's like a fucking big fat phone.
Well, they're building them.
It's like a BlackBerry. Yeah.
Of course, it's a.
Do you think that there's
brand I've never once heard of?
Do you think that their Samsung country is just littered with
it's
like old electronics?
Malata.
Could be. I mean, they probably know electronics inside and out.
Oh yeah.
They're making fucking transformers over there.
They definitely know them inside
because
they put that bitch together.
Now, here's the upsetting part of the story. Of course, they found them out, and they did concede the authorities should say, well, it was made up of a high-quality rubber. That's Fox News saying.
Thank you.
The cop was like, it was high-quality rubber.
In our defense, he was very, very sneaky.
But here's the annoying part, is he admitted this was a hoax, right? Mm-hmm. But there's still a group of UFO conspiracy theorists who are convinced it is real and that this guy was just coerced into saying it was a hoax. And to them I say, you're fucking idiots. Look at these pictures.
That makes me want to perpetrate a hoax myself.
Yeah, because you'll get some asshole to believe you.
Speaking of UFOs, this week, some person in like Holland or some shit like caught some crazy UFO like that wasn't. I don't think it's alien or anything like that, but it was some whoever's government was fucking like had like a crazy fucking ship or a spy plane or something like that. Like they were taking like one of those like 5 pictures at once. They had like a
time lapse
one.
Yeah,
it was like click 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 click, and then like in the third and the fourth of one of those pictures, it had this fucking crazy ass plane that just was like zipping through the sky.
It's probably an American plane.
I mean, it wasn't.
We go much much faster.
Oh yeah,
I guarantee you it wasn't an alien spaceship.
I said it. I don't think it's an alien.
But if you're gonna master,
I'm with you there. Though.
Space and time and fucking be able to like travel to a different universe, that's a fucking sad ending to be conquered by a fucking chicken wire fence.
Yeah, some advanced civilization.
No.
Yeah,
how do I conquer this?
Our only weakness, electric fences.
Basically, this thing walked into my electric fence and took itself out.
One alien grabbed another alien by the hand and was like, "At least it's better than water."
Stronger than kryptonite, I guess.
No, they just hate M. Night Shyamalan movies.
I got that. Even in space, they're like, fuck that guy.
I would love it if a movie started off where, like, you know, everything's going good, aliens come down, start destroying our planet, we find out why they're here, and it's like, because they just hate M. Night Shyamalan's movies that much, they had to fucking destroy us.
They're like, we had to sit through After Earth, and now we're going to just destroy the Earth.
After Earth, the happening, no!
Oh my god.
Or they just
not
come down.
Not the air.
Yeah.
It's the bad air.
Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Shyamalan movies are the one thing keeping us safe, because they're like, water and air kills everything. We gotta steer clear of this fucking place.
They're like, this planet's boring and stupid. Pass over it. We're not gonna give them the key to space and time.
M. Night Shyamalan is the worst.
He's the worst.
Clearly.
Up there with like Mike Francesca. I don't know if you know Mike Francesca.
Who's Mike Francesca?
He's a local, like a New York sports talk guy. And if I saw him on the streets, I'd fight him. And M. Night Shyamalan.
What makes him even remotely bad?
He's just a shithead.
Compared to M. Night.
He's just a bad person.
He's just kind of a shitty guy. Like,
did he insult you personally?
No, like every time someone gets on the phone, like he doesn't let him talk. They make a point like, what are you talking about?
Anytime like a caller calls up and like obviously says something that he doesn't know, he'll be like, yeah, I knew that already. I just didn't remember it.
Oh, okay. But anyway, fucking M. Night Shyamalan is just the worst director of all time.
I might fight him too.
I'd rather watch an Uwe Boll movie.
These are funny.
Yeah, at least you can like play a drinking game to those.
Yeah, so aliens got taken down pretty harsh by electric fence.
Electric fence. All right, let's do our last one. Last stupid people for the day. And this, I want to see what side you fall on. And we're going to see how Brian can be racist to the English. You think you're up to it?
Yeah, man. I'll see.
Fish and chip eaters? Mm-hmm. Woman dressed as vagina saves man dressed as penis from attacker. This is another one. Huffington Post, look it up.
Who wants to look up a freckly pale vagina and penis? I mean,
it's the quality of the suits. They're in suits because these two, Joanne Tremarco and her, I guess, husband or boyfriend, Chris Murray, they're part of the Nomadic Academy for Fools. That is such a British name for a theater group. Yes, the Nomadic Academy.
Oh, so clever.
It's so fucking boring.
We're very witty. Very witty. Here in Glastonbury, England.
Yeah, speaking of, I just felt like, I don't know, it was funny today. My girlfriend, she was watching the BBC America, like the news portion, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, like, Nelson Mandela's sick and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, American news is just, like, so far behind.
Yeah.
She's like, you don't know Nelson Mandela's sick? I was like, I have fucking no idea.
I didn't know Nelson Mandela was alive.
Bro, no. I was like, I read.
What's Morgan Freeman doing on the news?
Seriously. I fucking look through Yahoo every day. I read the paper. I watch TV. It's like, I had no idea this guy's been sick for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, because we get caught up on ridiculous bullshit.
I know, but it's like crazy. It's like,
yo, but you knew Snooki had a baby like the second that bitch popped out.
I bet you know Kanye.
Bro, there's like 4 or 5 Kanye. Kim Kardashian threads on Yahoo right now.
My girlfriend texted me like seconds after that baby's head crested vagina, and she was like, yo, fucking evil spawn fucking born today. And I knew exactly what she was talking about. I knew it was Kanye.
I was happier, but when I was completely ignorant of all that.
It's tough to be completely ignorant.
I think Yahoo,
I try my hardest. I really try to.
Yahoo was a really good news source, and then like it's really being taken over by a lot of dumb shit. Like,
well, so is the country, so. It's pretty much the way we're going.
Yeah, exactly. The idiots are taking over.
No, seriously, you ask anybody who Nelson... Ask somebody under the age of 25 who Nelson Mandela is, they won't know. They won't know. But ask them what Kim Kardashian's baby's name is. 2 seconds.
What's her baby's name?
Spook.
Spook? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Of course it's not Spook.
That's ridiculous.
I believed it, too. That's the funny part.
I know you got so excited.
Well, fucking Jesus
this
Christ.
This is probably your most racist episode ever.
Jay-Z named this fucking stupid kid Blue Chameleon. Ivy.
Well, all right, so I hate talking about this shit on this show because I like to boycott Kardashians.
Right.
But I'll give you the real name because it does warrant like a second to think about.
Am I going
to
laugh about it?
I did.
You're going to hate it for sure.
It pissed me off.
Yeah.
You hate the baby already?
I hate that kid. Because
I love it already.
This kid is the daughter. It's a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the daughter of a talentless porn star.
No.
And a guy
she doesn't
who,
suck dick like a
she
porn
was
star.
Not even a porn star. Nah. Don't even
she's
fucking
a wannabe. Tape.
Don't class her
I don't, don't want to take from Kevin Smith, but fuck tape.
A fuck tape yeah. star. And a guy who's got a Jesus complex, who thinks he's the greatest shit in the world.
Fish
this kid's going to grow up to be a bigger dick than anybody on the planet.
What's the name?
North.
Like the shitty movie?
Even worse. Think of the last name.
Northwest?
That's right.
Oh, my God. What a fucking douchebag.
But the kid's a bastard. She's not married to him.
Yeah, he is a bastard.
It's like North Kardashian.
It's still Northwest.
Yeah, it's North Kardashian.
It's better than a South Kardashian.
Can we stop with this whole thing?
Like, he was born in L.A. We'll call them the river people. He's North River.
I mean,
let's get back.
We gotta give him a Game of Thrones bastard name.
Pussy and vagina,
North Snow.
I mean, pussy and dick save each other in England.
Yeah, Pussy and Dick Save Each Other. Okay, so these two were part of this theater group, the Nomadic Academy for Fools. She, in particular, was working on a one-woman show called Women Who Wank, which she says they were trying to highlight the contradiction in society. Apparently, it's about women masturbating.
Sounds spicy.
So in order to, I guess, get a little attention for this, they put on a dick and pussy costume and just started parading.
Which was she in the pussy?
She was in the pussy.
And he was in the dick?
He was in the dick.
Sounds like they should have switched costumes.
I know, right? Some creative theater group this is.
You should have seen the guy's face, though. I mean, he
His
looked...
girlfriend saved him from a fucking mugger? Is that what you're
No,
talking?
It wasn't a mugger. It was a man who just... The guy ran up and started yelling.
Yeah.
He got a spear.
He said, yeah.
Where is the spear man when you need him?
But the guy was basically yelling... my children could see this. You're being disgusting.
The children could look down.
I could,
and see, that.
I could see.
Yeah, right.
I could. People get upset over everything. I could definitely see a guy with his children, and then his children seeing a dick and a pussy parading around like idiots, being upset about that.
Exactly. But here's where it becomes morally dubious.
Lou wanted to add something.
No, I was going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, it becomes morally dubious when I'm kind of on the guy's side. Don't be an asshole and walk around and dress as a dick. You dick.
Because it's not like he was doing it like they were doing it like 1 o'clock on somewhere that would respect that. It was like probably in the middle of the day.
Middle of the day, and this is in Halloween in a college town, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's when the guy just, according to reports, this guy Murray, the guy in the dick suit, he didn't respond. He just kind of was like, okay, all right. And the guy tore the hat off the head off his dick and threw it in the street.
Tore his dick head off.
And he started basically just pounding on this guy.
Oh, started pounding dick?
He pounded dick.
That's so emasculating.
He was beating at me. Senseless.
Until he spewed from his head.
No, he ripped the head off already, dude.
Yeah.
His actual fleshy head.
Oh.
Now, it doesn't go into how this went down, but the vagina lady sprung to the defense and saved this guy. Calmed down the angry man.
It took a little bit more, like consorting with the vagina, but eventually he beat that up too.
Yo, it just goes to show you that fucking pussy saves the world.
Yeah, he was beating that dick, and then that pussy just calmed him right there.
Yeah, bro, pussy saves the world.
That's all he needed.
Pussy cures all.
All that guy needed was a little bit of pussy. Calmed him right down.
Here's her quote after the whole thing. People were offended by us walking around in costume. But it's nothing you can't see in magazines or newspapers that are often displayed in a child's eyeline.
Yeah, porno magazines.
You know who should have saved him? British Hulk.
A condom?
Oh,
a condom?
Yes.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Terribly sorry, here to save the day, Hulk smash. British Hulk will never stop being funny to Lou. So we just got to keep doing British Hulk.
I like British Hulk.
It's my favorite thing that has ever come from the podcast. I'm sorry.
Tea and crumpets, yes, yes, yes. Who wants to watch a marathon of Doctor Who?
which I was watching today, the old episodes.
Oh, like
with,
the Tom Baker one?
Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, okay, so not that far.
There's some mistakes in that.
Yeah, the whole first season.
I'm talking about, like, logistics.
The show's not known for being factual. You do know that, right?
The face of Bo, I'm talking about, they say that he's pregnant.
They say that?
Yeah.
Even though we find out later the face of Bo is Jack Harkness?
Yeah, and then that skin...
Spoilers from 7 years ago?
Yeah, that skin human who's like basically a flag now.
The one who was stretched out, yeah.
She tells her origin story where she was a boy. And I was like...
I don't remember any of that in that episode.
I rewatched
it. That's the second episode of the whole...
And I'm like, holy shit, like, wow, those are two big fuck-ups I didn't realize.
Huh, I gotta go back and watch it now.
Yeah, but going on.
Yeah. Well, that's stupid, people. Let's talk some movie stuff.
Mm-hmm. Price of admission, G.
He loves it as much as I do.
Ken, you haven't heard that yet, right?
Oh, I've heard it.
Okay. And again, this is going to be a brief episode because we tore through our stupid people and we got, we're missing some key members of the group here, and we saw one of these movies, and we don't want to talk too much about it because we're going to do our summer spoiler episode. But
well, that was last week, wasn't it?
No, last week we talked Man of Steel.
We do? Oh, yeah, all right.
All right, well, I also have a...
Good talk.
Did we talk about Monsters University?
No. Did we? I
came
remember.
Out this past week. Now, we haven't seen this one.
Oh, we're behind. All right.
We're behind a week, remember?
That's right.
So we could touch on some stuff that's coming out next week, but it's nothing I'm that interested in. So let's start with Monsters U.
I definitely want to see this flick, man.
This is, of course, Pixar prequel. 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, directed by Dan Scanlon, who did my least favorite Pixar movie, Cars.
Cars. I mean,
I didn't even see Cars 2 because I'm an adult.
No, they're doing planes now.
I know, but I don't think that's Pixar.
Finishing the trilogy, boats.
I think that's trains. Just Disney. I think they kind of handed it off.
Yeah, because it was a stupid premise to begin with.
It's a terrible premise.
Guys, Cars. They got faces and they talk. Terrible. Let's make it.
You guys all like the Monsters, Inc. movie, right?
Those are awesome. Yeah, that was a great movie,
that's,
man.
That's one of the, maybe I guess, family movies, I want to call them, that I'm willing to watch.
Not almost made lie, me cry, man. Sully?
That movie makes me, like, tear up still.
Didn't see it.
You never saw Monsters, Inc.?
And I like Pixar movies, too. I just never got around to seeing that one.
That's one of the best ones.
Just came out, like, a weird time. I was, like, 18, 19 years old. Just fucking didn't see it.
Just didn't give it.
No. Yeah. I mean, I could see that because I was around the same age, and I didn't get around to it until someone basically forced it on me. And then I was like, oh, that's what's up.
Was he in a bar?
The guy? No, but I have a weird story about bars and old men. This guy who was acting like a total badass in this dive bar. You know, he was just being a dick to everybody. I was like, wow, this guy's a piece of shit. And then we're talking movies, and he's like, he just shushes the whole bar. Like, yo, you've got to see this one movie. And we're like, all right, this guy's been just a, you know, pompous dick.
Dirty,
it's gonna be
dancing.
Like, it's gonna be like Rambo or some shit. And he's gonna be like, and then he, after what felt like 5 minutes of silence, he's like, Happy Feet. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he just went on and on about how Happy Feet like changed his fucking life. And I'm just like, that's it. I gotta go home.
Is it a movie about penguins?
Then,
yes.
Then he took his spear and left the bar.
Proceeded to sit on the corner for a little while.
He said, I gotta find a 1998 Toyota Corolla. I'll be right back, guys.
Or a guy in a penis costume.
I'll go see this one.
I'm definitely. We actually just watched World War Z this last week. I definitely wanted to see this though. I was looking forward to this. This is Despicable Me actually this summer.
I think I'm more into the Monsters U.
They're both. I left them both.
Despicable Me was fun. I liked the first one.
Yeah,
I gotta see that too.
The trailer gave us not much to work with there.
Ah, it's gonna be fun.
It's probably just gonna be. Well, you would like it if it's just like, more of the same kind of formula.
Monsters U though looks like it's gonna be a cool story. Basically. Like, you know, you get more involved in how they became, like, how the world works. You know, like, how they became, like, scarers.
I'm so sick of prequels, though. You know this. Like,
I mean, it
kind of hurts my brain that everything has to be a prequel. Everything.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
the problem with prequels is you know how it ends.
I'm just glad
I wonder if Sully and Mike Wazowski are going to be friends afterwards.
No, don't worry about that. I just want to see the characters. I love fucking Sully. I love Mike Wazowski. You know, it's a good world, man. I definitely wanted to go back into it.
And more importantly, too, another John Goodman movie this year.
John Goodman just dips his toes in everything.
He's all over the place.
Oh, also, real quick, if you're ever in Disney, have you guys been to the, they have like a Monsters experience, I want to call it, where you sit in a theater and like watch shit on a giant screen?
I haven't been to Disney in over a decade.
All right. So I went not too long ago, within the last year, and the way it's set up is like it's live, and they can see you and like hear what you're doing.
Okay.
The monsters.
So, yeah. So they're responding in real time.
These are people in suits.
It's not just it's a video, like a 3D video, and it's just working with whatever they're saying.
Oh, that's awesome.
So like, there's this monster there, and he's talking, and someone's phone goes off, and he's like, "Do you want to get that? Well, wait." and the guy shuts off his phone, and then he's like, "Well, here's Sully," and they put the camera on some guy with a giant beard, you know, like it's total real awesome. Time. Like they're
that sounds great.
Yeah, yeah,
I'd be totally into.
They must have like so many different scenarios that they have like pre-recorded or whatever, like to get that to where it is.
It's totally voice at the moment. App. It's like they'll talk to the guy like, "All right, let's go to the guy with the camera around his neck," and. He's there, and he's like, "All right, why don't you do this for us?"
But these are things they could assume are going to be in the crowd, dude. Like,
or they could have something that changes his voice into fucking a monster's voice, and it's just a guy looking at you.
And some mocap. kind of stuff.
Some dude with a spear just chilling.
Yeah. But it's pretty like joint. It's pretty cool, you know, like every single one is going to be different, you know?
That does have fun.
Next time next time I'm in Disney, if it's ever in the foreseeable future, when they actually still have this thing up,
right?
I would definitely see this.
Sounds I can't fun. See with the new Monsters thing coming out that they would take it down.
No, and that movie's old enough.
Add to it.
It survived.
Mm-hmm. No, but I definitely would give this a chance. I definitely want to go see it in the theater. Tuesday is tomorrow. We're doing this a little bit late on Monday. I would definitely go see a Tuesday, half price off show, whatever.
Yeah, I would see this. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the theater, too.
Oh, definitely.
These Pixar ones are actually decent in 3D.
What about you, Lou?
Yeah,
Lou
definitely.
Said he would.
Definitely.
And then Kenny?
Absolutely. I got to see the first one first, but absolutely.
No, this is a prequel.
Yeah, but regardless.
Oh, yeah. Man, I should see this first.
Yeah.
Regardless, watch the original.
It's I will watch the original.
Movie. Great movie.
I got it here. You can just take it.
All
right. All
right, cool. Let's do the next movie. And this is one we saw. World War Z.
No, World War Z.
This movie did
got it.
I don't know if me and Brian are the only ones who saw this. I
don't know. I read
so.
The book, and it was by far. And I also listened to the book.
Okay,
it was by far
let me
the
ask
best
you.
Audiobook of all
by, time. The best audiobook of all time.
Of all time.
Take everything you like in the book.
Yeah.
All that great stuff.
Oh, sweet. I can't
all
wait.
All that awesome
can't
stuff.
Can't wait.
Now just imagine it on screen.
Yeah.
And now imagine your letdown when they didn't put any of that in a movie.
It sucks.
After the title, it had nothing to do with the book.
It had nothing to do.
Like, I don't understand that. Why call it World War Z?
And even if you take away the title and replace it with, you know, the zombie wars, anything, it's still a shit movie. It's got I don't know how it's doing well on Rotten Tomatoes. Critically, I don't know how they're talking about a sequel. I don't know how it's making its money. It's a piece of shit.
This movie was made for me, man. Like, you know, like I love the book. I love zombies. I love horror. And it sucks. It sucks so hard, man. Like, I can't tell you not to avoid this movie more.
I had a hard time figuring out who it's even for. People who like the books are going to be upset by it, right?
Yeah.
People who like zombies are going to be annoyed at the fact that there's no zombies, no blood. There's hundreds of zombies, not a drop of blood. And they basically are playing tag with you.
Sounds like a clean apocalypse.
Yeah, super clean. So if you like zombies, you're going to be annoyed. If you don't like zombies, they're still zombies.
Being a zombie doesn't even seem to be that bad.
No, you just turn into a big mouse.
You just twitch a lot.
I was like, with you clicking your teeth and being weird. And there's no blood. You kind of just put in contact.
You sure they're not tweakers? You sure it was zombies?
They could just be on drugs, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they never really go into it.
They tackle you and they inject you with crystal meth, and then you just become one.
At one point, they're like, we believe this to be an outbreak of rabies. And that's flimsy at best. basically, it's Brad Pitt, who's UN guy. He doesn't have an official title. He says, I used to work for the UN. But he's good at everything.
He doesn't currently work for the UN?
Oh, he's retired, of course. They got to pull the retired guy.
My favorite thing about the whole stupidity of the movie is that he, like Max Brooks in the book, basically goes around and he just has a recount of everything. He goes around during the whole apocalypse and he's trying to find like the patient zero to find the cure. And he's only doing that and he leaves his family because they said, if you don't do this, we're going to kick your family off this boat. Eventually, he gets in trouble. He doesn't check in for a couple of days and they kick his family off the boat. And all they did was ship them off to Nova Scotia, where everything's pretty much okay.
Yeah, then they go there. Then they go there, and it's really nice.
Yeah. No, I hate smoked locks.
It's like Nova Scotia did not get hit by this.
Yeah, there's a nice lake. Everyone's wearing comfortable jackets.
Tax on beer, no.
We should say 67% Rotten Tomatoes, which has dropped since we saw it. It was at 80-something when we saw it.
Now yeah, but it's still like it's in the 60s, though.
Still in the 60s. It's still certified fresh.
Superman's a 57, dude.
I know.
Superman's insane.
And that's a way better movie.
Yeah.
And I was a little surprised because the director I like, Mark Foster, who did Stranger Than Fiction I like, and Quantum of Solace, the Bond movie.
That was good.
Ones I enjoyed. Not the best Bond movie, but
it was good.
He did Monsters Ball, which was critically acclaimed and stuff.
Saw Halle Berry's titties in that. It was great for it.
Yeah, this movie.
Good job directing.
This movie's just fucking.
Yo, Halle, take your time off.
If you want to watch,
titties need to be unleashed.
We're going
to
do a summer spoilers this week,
yeah.
So we'll have that release where we talk about it in greater depth. But I'll just say, if you want to watch Brad Pitt, who can apparently do anything from cauterizing a wound to figuring out the zombie apocalypse.
I could cauterize a wound.
He flies around country to country, meeting a bunch of characters whose names you never catch. then...
So me and Pete obviously saw it. What about you Ken and Little Beer?
Do you want to see it? Take away our whole thing here.
Well, no, I can't do that. After, I wanted to see it up until you guys told me how fucking terrible it was.
We went with a group.
I was already like, I'm not seeing it. The previews, you know, obviously the graphics aren't up to the point where those bodies, none of them look real.
Can I actually cut you off there?
Yeah.
To be honest, in the theater, visually, the movie looks way better than it does in the trailer. That's one nice thing I'm going to say about it is the effects are good and the 3D is really good.
Huh. Because in the trailer, the bodies... Maybe it's just the way that they're falling.
You know,
it looks super unnatural.
You only see the parts in the trailer where, like, there's just a horde of zombies running on top of each other, so you don't see anything. But a lot of the movie isn't that. A lot of the movie is just, like, individual zombies running.
But even those big waves, we saw it in IMAX. Every one of those zombies, you can see their face clearly. And, like, even when they're building the ladders, every zombie's individual and interesting. It was the only thing I liked about it was the effects. And the 3D was actually very natural.
They spent $200 million. Yeah. I hope they have fucking good effects.
Like, yeah. I think that it's not, you know, the quality of how they look, but the movements aren't human.
Well, hopefully,
the way the zombies behave is stupid.
Yeah,
unless they paid Brad Pitt $198 million, I have no idea why it's going to cost $200 million.
No, when we walked out, it was one of the first thoughts I had was, "Wow, that looked expensive." Just the sheer numbers.
You and Luke could probably do the same thing on your computer.
Don't ever put that on me because I don't want to do that.
Nah, do that shit right now.
All right.
By the end of the show, I want something similar.
CG. Jeez, my idea of a fireball was literally putting fucking streamers on a basketball.
And yelling Hadouken.
Yeah, because I had this whole idea for a kung fu movie where every time I had to do a front flip, I would just take a Polaroid of me crouched and just spin it in front of the fucking camera. And then just get a genius shot of me landing.
Like, that sounds funny.
Oh, yeah. I had this whole thing, you know, fucking where this cat is, you know, chilling with these...
Motherfuckers in a hat?
No. It's like a Chinese food restaurant, and he's constantly fighting not to get cooked in their food. And then all of a sudden, there's a Wu-Tang video for no good reason.
That makes perfect sense.
It's called Legend of the Special Duck Sauce.
I think you just described the... what was that movie? The Man with the Iron Fist?
Man with the Iron Fist is the shit.
Where it just like breaks into Wu-Tang for no reason.
Every Wu-Tang video ever made.
All right. Well, that's movies for this week. Well, I keep forgetting that, yeah, next week we have... actually just doing this late. So next week we got like White House Down and shit.
I want to see that from the preview, man.
I'm not convinced, but I haven't seen enough. If what you're telling me is true, and you truly believe this is a comedy.
It's a comedy, man.
Right here on the website it says, drama, action, adventure.
Bro,
who's the lead man in that?
Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
Lou's Jamie favorite.
He's fucking hilarious.
Channing movie killer Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Dude, hilarious.
But did you see this at the end?
I did not see his comedy stuff, but his serious stuff is a fucking
dude. In the commercial
nightmare
that I saw, Jamie Foxx, he like gets he's a president. He gets grabbed by some guy, and he's like, "Get off my Nikes!" and kicks a motherfucker in the face, dude.
I think
okay, well
you're on a Jamie
that's
Foxx
a problem
high.
Because this movie's clearly not a comedy because that's not funny.
That's so you're, fucking racist.
You're writing a fucking Django Jamie Foxx high, I think.
No, like, it's I was laughing out loud at the trailer.
If Jamie Foxx himself was our president, he wouldn't be wearing no Nikes.
What?
If Jamie Foxx himself was the president, he wouldn't be wearing any Nikes, man.
Yeah.
Himself some nice dress
if,
shoes
if this
and
shit
a nice suit.
Turned out to be basically 21 Jump Street Part 2, I'd be about seeing it, but it's clearly supposed to be serious.
No, it's not. It's a comic masterpiece, I think.
I think your opinion's a little skewed here because they said a joke in the trailer that doesn't make it a
comic. No, it was funny. They made it like a fucking buddy action movie. Where it was like,
a comedy.
If it's a buddy action movie... With Channing Tatum and fucking Jamie Foxx, it might be decent.
So Jamie Foxx plays the president in this movie?
Oh, because we don't have a black president?
Yeah.
No. I didn't know if it's a buddy, kind of a buddy movie. I didn't think the president was going to be the one of the buddies.
Yeah, that's why it was so funny. He's like, "Get off my Nikes." Boom. And he's like, "Yo," it was like, "What happened to the rocket launcher?" He's like, "I dropped the rocket launcher." He's like, "You dropped the rocket launcher."
That was dumb.
I'm not. That I would rather. Sound funny.
I'd rather see Jamie Foxx.
This is why you don't take comedic recommendations from the guy who likes Adam Sandler.
I'm the funniest dude you know. Like, I don't
You're
know
the funniest guy you know.
No.
In your own head.
Bro. I'd rather see Jamie Foxx and
you are starchy,
Tango and Cash
fucking
3.
Stiff, bro. I want to say that right now.
Nah, I'd rather see Jamie Foxx be in a you Tango and Cash sequel.
You
Tango,
awesome.
Tango, Odyssey. Cash, and Rufus.
No, I want to see Tango and Cash sequel. I would see Tango, Cash, and Rufus, but I still want Stallone and
yeah,
Kurt Russell
absolutely.
Like, to be in that shit.
Absolutely, them too. But those movies were fucking silly in a funny way.
Why
like
Kurt Russell made his way into an Expendables yet?
I think he's got heavy. I don't know. Like, I think he got heavy.
Yeah, that is
still, funny. They all look shitty. You'll be fine.
No. Stallone looks great. He's like 70.
Yeah, but that guy's so full of HGH.
So what? He still
he's got to look all right. But I'm saying Schwarzenegger looks like shit. And he,
Schwarzenegger
he popped
looks
in
bad.
There. Yeah. Did you but see The Last Stand yet?
No. Was that any good?
It's all right. Turn your brain off.
I mean, after the meh, it sounds terrible.
No, it's not great, but turn your brain off and enjoy some bad, like...
I love those movies.
Some really good, cheesy Schwarzenegger. It's super cheesy.
Yeah, dude. I love that. That's Schwarzenegger's whole career, except for Terminator.
Yeah, but he's got some, like, real quality movies to me. Your Terminators and your True Lies. And
True Lies.
I love
that's
True Lies so much.
Fucking good quality
I fucking
movie.
Love
funny.
That movie.
Yo, it's I love it, too. It's super funny,
I love
but it's like...
Predator, that's a quality picture.
Conan.
It's only
Conan
quality because of him, though. If you put quality anyone picture. Else... Like, Danny yeah. Glover did that shit. It was gay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he does...
Get down! Get to the chopper!
He elevates things in a weird way, and this wasn't like...
You're one ugly motherfucker.
He wasn't elevating anything here, but it was all right.
I don't like is that with him now, it's like he's always wearing trench coat to cover his, like, not massive body anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and every other line in every movie he does now is, I'm getting too old for this.
I'm kidding. Yeah, but I still like Arnold. You know what? I wish Arnold would go away.
Yeah, I'd rather him bow out gracefully.
Yeah.
Exactly. I saw a movie this week that bears mentioning. I saw Spring Breakers.
Is that the one with James Franco?
The James Franco one.
How is that?
Weird.
I thought that was like a direct DVD.
No, that's a
it
Harmony.
It came out of theater like in March.
It's a Harmony Korine movie, which you know he's the guy who did Kids.
Right. That's a good movie.
Which is a great movie. This movie is not so much a movie as a series of repeating sentences.
Is it dark like Kids?
It goes, it tries. It really wants to go that way.
Kids starts out like really fun and gets really, really dark.
That's, like AIDS, dude. It was like straight AIDS.
That's very much this movie because it's about these girls who go on spring break, of course. But they don't have the money to do it, so they rob some motherfuckers for the money. And they go to spring break. And it basically turns into first them just drinking, doing blow and having sex. And then turns into them, like, needing to up the ante each time. And, you know, certain members drop off here and there. And they meet James Franco, who's a white rapper named Alien, who's great. He's great in this movie.
Yeah.
It's super annoying, but that's kind of the point.
He did a lot of work this year so far. He's been in, you know, the End. He's been the Oz movie, that movie.
Spring Breakers.
I mean, the year's only half over yet.
Yeah, he gets around.
Yeah.
And he's good in this one. It's a weird role. It's a weird movie. And I don't know how I feel about it still. I watched it yesterday. I still don't know what I think
about
it.
Does it warrant a second watch?
No. But it was. It had me thinking afterwards of what they were going for. It doesn't really go anywhere. And the narrative is so chopped up. Like, it's not a direct story. It's a lot of, like, they'll do a scene, and then it almost turns into a music video where they keep reliving the scene over and over in different styles. It's hard to describe. A lot of tits. If you like tits.
Oh, I love them in.
You're absolutely. All right. There's something about, like, the four girls in neon bathing suits and ski masks shooting motherfuckers. It's kind of cool.
That sounds sexy as fuck.
It's interesting. It's an interesting movie.
I'm stiff.
Rock solid.
It's worth I think it's worth watching just to, like, see what the big deal is with it.
Just to see the titties.
But it's not sexy in the least. It's very dirty.
That dirty. Sounds sexy.
Everything
that...
about it. No, like dirty, like, grimy. Sexy. It just seems grimy.
That sounds
in 2013, dirty is sexy.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I just say I watched a movie full of tits and I didn't feel like beating off afterwards, so it was weird. I was left.
That's weird.
I was left just sitting there like, what the fuck did I just watch? And I don't know if I liked it.
I mean, what else?
That's it for movies.
That's it.
I will say, though, can you guys think of anything that you'd like to see done? Because me, I'm hankering for a fucking Short Circuit remake.
Yo,
can we still have Fisher Stevens playing a crazy
dude? I don't know if you caught
Indian
it,
dude.
Yes,
dude. I don't know if you caught it, but in the last podcast, the A Squad, someone said kicking your balls into outer space, and I said, "Yo, was Johnny Five in this movie? Or
I didn't
game?
Hear that. Oh, yeah. I totally
we were talking about
would've...
God Hand.
Yeah, and I was just like, no one caught the joke.
I didn't hear
then
that.
Then there's another Short Circuit reference.
Two in a day. Wow.
But that movie is sick. I think it's on Netflix still.
Is it really?
It's just great.
The one or two.
Do you like one or two better?
I like one better.
One.
Everyone likes one better.
One. But, I mean, as a kid, I was just like, whoa, there's another one.
Need input.
And now there's a tiny toy one. Cool. But
yeah, but like, how'd the movie feel right off the bat? It's like, he's still Johnny Five, and then that actress is super old, and he's like, being human sucks, Idler.
maybe the guy, like, I don't know. Like,
Gutenberg, your career's done.
Johnny Five is a makeshift pacemaker or something.
He's a waffle maker.
He's been replaced with an iPhone.
Pancakes are gay. Right.
I don't know. But
I would like to see that.
I mean, I would. I don't want to see a remake of that.
Not a remake. I don't want to see a remake. I want to see one more with the real Johnny Five.
Yeah, but even the sequels, they're essentially just become reboots. Right. It's unnecessary.
Not to a prequel when he's getting literally made.
The prequels are worse than the reboots.
I know, I'm joking because you hate them.
Oh, blood boils right there. not into that. I don't know. They're fine on their own. Watch Short Circuit. It's good.
All right. So,
good advice.
I heard today they were remaking Poltergeist, and that actually got me angry.
That still holds up.
It's fine. It's fine the way it is.
Yeah, but it's a horror movie. Of course they remake them.
Yeah, but they're going to remake it super gritty and not good.
Gritty? The first one was gritty.
The first
they're
one.
Here. You move that body. You move the headstones.
But you didn't move the bodies. No, it's fine the way it is. You don't need to remake it. And I don't know. Sam Raimi's in
Poltergeist,
which is interesting.
Poltergeist was my scariest movie ever because, like, literally, and I'll tell you why this is my scariest movie ever.
The Midget.
No, I realized when I watched
this
that
house
movie.
Is
I was just,
clear.
I was about 6 or 7 years old, but that was the first time I realized that death would happen to me.
Oh, shit.
I was pinpointing it. I was like, I'm going to die one day. Like,
that's the deepest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
That's great.
So Poltergeist is a scary fucking movie, I'll tell you that.
Poltergeist
scary
led you to your own mortality.
Yeah.
We're breaking down barriers.
Katz's
here.
Deepest thought came at 7 years old.
It's been all downhill from there.
I don't know why I get such like a bad rap for being stupid. I'm the most cleverest guy on the show.
Because you're also the most racist
the
and
most,
ignorant.
Could you finish sentences by saying, I'm the most cleverest guy? That's why you're gonna a rap for being stupid.
All right, I'm a couple beers in, and cleverest isn't a word, but
there's a lot of things
most
wrong with
clever
that sentence.
Pretty redundant.
All right,
good call.
You're very greatly clever, aren't
good
you?
Good call, Ken. That was brilliant. Oh man,
yo, so Ken's writing this book about raping bitches that he can't really put on Kickstarter.
He's so angry.
Money to Paint a Black Conics.
All right, let's do the little bit of TV stuff I have.
Sure. True Blood's terrible.
You think it's terrible? I like it better than last
you
season.
Like it better, dude,
than last season?
Me and Justin had a laugh out loud moment this week when Bill was just like, where am I? And she's like, no place.
Here's what I like better than last season. It's like they maybe have a third of the amount of plot lines that they did last season, this season.
Rucker Howard's like, I'm your very, very
I'm
grandfather.
Your very godfather.
Yeah,
grandfather.
Dude, it's a laugh riot this season. It's retarded.
I'm
insulted that you guys watch that show.
It's ridiculous.
It's insulting.
I don't know why I watch it. I really don't.
I'm sorry. I watched like the first several seasons, and I don't know. It's just pretty bad at this point.
It's jumped the shark in a big, bad way. It's pretty ridiculous.
It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets fucking Beverly Hills 90210, right?
My favorite part.
A little bit.
My favorite part so far.
It's like it's like Twilight if they actually fucked.
Well, this, you know what's kind of fucked up? Like okay, this season, out of nowhere, like last episode, Eric just starts flying. It's like you've had this for six seasons, and you've never whipped it out.
I was wondering that. I'm like, when the fuck did they start flying?
Dude, Eric is like, I fly. Yeah, six seasons in. No explanation why I never did it.
That's good explanation. Poor writing.
Yeah, very yeah. poor.
And then what my funniest, I think the really the only funny thing, not the only, the funniest thing was there's this guy gets fairy babies and he gets them as babies. And then like he goes to sleep, wakes up and they're toddlers. He's like, ah! It was super funny to me.
The best was when he's looking for the fairy godmother in the field.
Yeah.
He's walking through with all these toddlers running around him. He's like, I don't know how to fuck to raise fucking fairy fucking babies. He's like losing his shit. It's a bad show at this point, right?
And then was it Sookie finds a random guy, right? That's basically
Dad was like, shut up.
What the fuck is Sookie?
Sookie's the main character. She finds a random guy that's all fucked up in a ditch. She's like
next to her house?
She just got done with all this stuff and she's like she disinvites all the vampires to her house. She just wants to have a normal life. She's like, obviously I need to bring this guy back to my house. He's like, yeah, I was bit by a vampire. I'm a fairy. I got all this backstory. It's like, can I sleep here? And she's like, yeah, shit, whatever. She's like, she's done with her drama, but she's like, I need more.
I need a fairy that's been bitten by a vampire.
Yeah, I know she's the main character on the show, but can we kill her off? She's awful.
Sookie!
I don't know why I bother with this. She's Anna Paquin?
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's a gap-toothed chick.
She's a lot more cleaned up in this.
Yeah. You might as well just say she's Jane Doe. Like Anna
she changed.
She was more famous for Rogue in X-Men. Yeah. But like, picture her a little more grown up and filled out.
She was in that movie with fucking Jeff Daniels where they flew like gliders for
the Rogue. Duck movie.
Yeah. Rogue was robust, bro.
Rogue wasn't that.
She
hot.
Had hips. She had hips and tits, bro.
Well, she's more robust now.
H and T's.
I mean, except for that, like, what else was going on TV?
That's about it. The only other thing I have is Arrested Development stuff. And that's nothing special, but a recommendation is that they actually released the Faceblock app that George Michael was developing in the show.
Did they really?
You can now get the Faceblock app, which is pretty much just a wood percussion app that you hit the little
click, click.
But as you play it, you unlock different videos and different kind of behind-the-scenes stuff.
All right, so it's Easter eggs, not just a stupid full wood Easter. Block.
Yeah. It comes across as a wood block app, which is retarded,
yeah.
Which is funny in its own right.
And no, the best part about awesome, the best part about that show was like it wasn't just the only wood block app. It was like the one of like eight.
But yeah, you can unlock all sorts of content-related stuff. So it's actually pretty clever.
You know, you guys are going to hate this.
Oh, good.
Hey,
but I know you guys covered it already, but I actually did not enjoy it.
What's
new
that?
Season.
New season?
Of
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, I love the first three.
Oh, of Arrested Development. I thought we were
just... I watched those at least 10 times over.
You're a hater.
And yeah, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on, but quickly, I just did
get
not
away,
enjoy it.
Get away.
I think it's brilliant. I thought it was absolutely stunning.
Maybe I need to give it another watch or something.
I watched it twice for what it's worth.
On the first watch, I wasn't laughing at all.
You missed so much on the first watch, though.
Okay, I got
the structure of it.
What I got to say is the first six episodes, I wasn't laughing that much. It was funny. But the next, like, nine episodes where explained everything that happened in those six was hilarious. And the next one was better than the other one.
And then when you rewatch it and you know
it all makes sense.
You know where everything kind of fits.
Yeah.
Then it's super funny.
Because the first couple of episodes, I was like, why is this all happening? Like, I didn't get, like, you didn't get it explained. Because I didn't think I was coming into the show like that, where they were going to just show you everything and then re-explain.
Right. Now, but think back to the original couple, first three seasons of Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. We watched those repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they're meant to be watched. It's not just like...
Because you don't catch everything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not just plow through them in an afternoon and that's the end of the story.
We mentioned this in another podcast, but I loved how like George Michael had no idea who Lucille 2 was.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah,
I've never met the woman.
It's like Lucille 2? You mean Gangi? Like, no, Lucille 2. Like he, and he's like, I never met her. No, no, we should.
And then you realize those two characters have never interacted. Met. Why would they ever know each other? And it's the only show out there that would actually make a point of calling attention to that.
When they were writing it, they probably were like, yo, do you realize that George Michael and Lucille Lucille 2 have never been in a scene together? They don't know who each other are. Like, we should fucking add that.
Yeah.
And yo, fucking Job's son did not age well.
That's the joke.
That was the joke, though. He definitely gained like 50 pounds
saying, and
like,
lost a bunch of hair.
Yeah. At first, I'm like, is that makeup? He looks so bad.
He was old, too. He had to be an old when they cast him. He wasn't in high school. He was like probably like 20s.
But that's the joke, too, when he runs across Maybe.
No, forget Maybe. The best one was Joe, where he didn't realize that was his son.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I was like, my kid.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad point. I'm just saying, like, whoa.
Yeah, but by the end of that, the maybe one is the funniest. Because it's right after that happens with Job in the continuity.
I used to date a guy named Steve Holt.
Steve Holt!
Oh, you must have met him.
He's like, this is the worst birthday ever. It's all just happening to him at once.
But continue with TV real quick, since it's pretty short this week. Hannibal just ended.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys watched it at all?
I have not, but I have it queued up.
It's not
Hannibal.
Obviously, it's like Hannibal Lecter has his own like TV series where it's like a prequel thing. But the last episode isn't super actiony. I don't want to give too much away. But basically, everything that's happened in the season culminates this one big thing. And he's just this fucking criminal mastermind. It's great.
I'm definitely looking forward to watching it because I've heard really good things. And I like the guy who plays Hannibal.
Fucking prequels for 2 hours. Two straight hours you, know what? You bash prequels.
But this is kind of a different continuity.
Yeah. And the
it's
best,
just Hannibal. It's different.
My favorite.
No, because I liked Bates Motel, and that doesn't follow Psycho at all.
But my favorite thing about this guy, besides him being a fucking creep, which is great, is that he's not trying to be Anthony Hopkins.
Which is perfect.
He's doing his own Hannibal.
And I like that actor. Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah. He's the bad guy from Casino Royale.
Yeah.
The guy bleeding out his eye.
Yeah. But he's a weirdly intense dude, so.
Yeah.
He was actually going to be in the new Thor movie, and he dropped out. He was going to play like a Viking warrior or something.
I imagine.
Well, yeah. He gave me the most, like, knowing look. A Viking in Thor? Okay.
You know, my wife... She likes to bring up these scenarios. I don't know if you guys have any experiences. Like, oh, what would you do? That involve, like, future planning with families.
I've never had any experiences with
your wife. No, anytime everyone's been
just any, whatever woman, like, oh, what would we do if we did this? She likes to plan, like, kids stuff. And I'm like, you know what? If we have a boy, he's going to dress up like Marvel superheroes and go to school.
You should give him a strong
Viking name. I'm like, I'm going to make him a hoodie that looks like Thor's outfit with the helmet on top, and his lunchbox is going to be his hammer.
Well, he's a little kid. He'll be the most popular boy in the school.
You should definitely invite Uncle Brian over to teach this kid how to fight.
Why? So he gets beat up a whole lot? All right, son. First lesson, curl up into a ball.
Yo, I wish when I was a kid I had a fucking Thor outfit and a lunchbox hammer.
Well, then I'll come over.
That's
too.
That's actually cool, though. Like, yeah. That is cool.
That's wait, crazy.
You call Uncle Brian, have him come over, teach the kid to fight. I'll teach him all the good catchphrases from the comic books.
I was at Fridays or something recently, and I saw a kid come in as Robin, and I'm like, sick. That's great.
Kid was obviously disturbed.
Just full costume, just chilling.
Like the 60s Robin?
Do you think it would be a good thing or a bad thing, though, if his Thor kid was getting a fight and started off by going, by the hoary hosts of Hrothgar, I shall smite thee.
It'd be really cool.
Awful idea.
It'd be awesome, though, if he
it'd be great for me.
If he took his hammer lunchbox and smashed that kid in the face with it. Yeah. It's like, brah!
Feel the might of Mjolnir.
Blows up on his head. That'd be great.
Let's see. TV stuff. I don't think you care about Mad Men ending. Don't think you care about Downton Abbey getting Paul Giamatti. I don't think
Paul Giamatti's gonna be on Downton Abbey. Really?
Wow, season that's four. Some credibility.
Yeah.
How's he gonna do his British accent? Like,
probably well. He's a good actor.
He's awesome. I mean, great actor.
Yeah,
I
don't, no, I every don't, time you look at a picture of him, you're like, this man is depressing. To I don't
love.
Though.
Yeah, I don't love everything he's in, but he always gives solid performance.
And he's gonna play a playboy brother of one of the major characters.
I like Paul Giamatti. He's always in good stuff.
Yeah, but you hate Downton Abbey.
I don't hate it. I never watched it.
I thought you hated it because it wasn't Downtown Abbey.
You know what?
Do hate it because of that, yes. I keep getting corrected.
I think well, to I say
hate,
it right,
yeah. I hate you won't the have a fans. Problem. The fans are always these pompous motherfuckers.
A lot of, yeah. Oh, you don't watch it? You don't watch the best drama on TV?
Exactly.
What's the matter with you?
I've never even heard of it.
It's some British show.
On PBS.
Oh, fuck the Brits. I hate those limey assholes.
Yeah.
I like the Brits.
There's only two British people I like. My buddy Dave.
Doctor Who.
And
Keith Richards.
British Hulk.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Terribly sorry.
Terribly sorry. Hate to say it. You say you don't like the Brits. I may be forced to smash.
I love the indecisiveness. Ah. You may be forced to smash.
Ah, puny Americans.
Silly colonists.
That's great. Magna Carta, tea, British trading, India trading company.
All right. That's all I got. Anybody got anything to add here before we call it a night?
Nah, I think we're
learned
good.
Anything this week?
Nah.
Nah, fucking.
Made any Popely decisions that we don't know about?
I mean.
Ken learned that his hat doesn't match his jersey.
That's a good joke, but very visual.
As the Pope, I don't give a fuck.
Your Pope hat doesn't
match. My slippers don't match my hat either. I don't give a fuck.
All
right. I learned that beer pong's a hell of a mistress.
You fucking suck, bro. I got dragged down like an albatross.
Yeah, it was me. It was all me. It wasn't both of us missing every shot.
I hit plenty of shots. All right, I'm not gonna talk about our beer pong games. But anyway, man, so let's wrap it up.
So follow us on Twitter at PIBComics. Email us, paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Go to paintedblackcomics.com and buy some stuff. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend. I'm going to keep pushing this, but go to YouTube and look up the music video for my friend Zeiss, the song Danger, which I did all the animation for the music video. Pretty pleased with it. And listen to A-Squad, our video game show, which we all, four of us, just sat in on for this week.
Very interesting.
It was good stuff.
So that's about it.
Lou does sick stuff in GTA.
Lou's a sick, twisted fuck.
Bet you didn't know this, but people do really weird things in GTA.
Listen to A-Squad for more.
All right. So for myself, Pete Berg, for Lou, Brian, and Ken, close the door behind you.